our imagery shows that there has been a dramatic rise in poaching in Garamba National Park over the last 9 years. And what our imagery shows is pinpointing some of the locations of where the elephant poaching is occurring in order to provide some attempted predictive analytics for the actual park rangers who are trying to track poachers down and track the elephants. So in particular, 50% of the poaching elephants that took place in 2013 were within 5 kilometers of a 2012 event. We also further reduced probable poaching to areas in the future of less than 32 kilometers, which is a 98% reduction in the overall park area. So we've partnered with the park rangers, African Parks, to help them try to track where such poaching might occur so that they can deploy their new helicopter and any other tools available to combat those efforts, which are increasingly high-tech.
Will this new technology be able to actually show what is happening at that real time, for instance, the actual slaughtering of the elephants, so that it can be addressed at that time that it is happening?
Well, the data that Digital Globe provided is more data on where the elephants were killed. It's not real-time information, but it gives some analysis as to where the poaching has taken place, where the elephant movements are, at least those elephants that are tracked, which is a fairly low number and mostly focused on the southern part of the park. But it does offer a window into where possible poaching may occur.
Your report also showed that militant groups such as the LRA and others, it also shows that they too have technology that could possibly tell when someone is looking at them?
Indeed, this research and a couple of other studies that we have put out after traveling to Garamba and talking to ex-combatants who were stationed in that area shows that the LRA's new lifeline is the ivory trade. Joseph Kony, the LRA's leader, has ordered different combatants to save elephant tusks after they kill the elephants. A lot of the combatants don't know where this goes and what it's used for, but according to our information, a lot of the ivory is actually trafficked through Sudanese-held territory. There are other poachers as well that use helicopters. The Congolese army has both been involved in combating poaching as well as being involved in poaching, and there are South Sudanese poachers as well. You know, the park rangers are at a technological disadvantage. Warren Buffett's son, Howard Buffett, his foundation, providing the Garamba park rangers with one helicopter, so that should help. That was just announced 2 weeks ago. But really, the United Nations needs to do more on this, particularly to increase defection efforts from the LRA. And the U.S. should provide increased assistance to the park rangers on the ground. The elephants may disappear from Garamba altogether, so we want to prevent that from happening.
Overall, how effective do you think helicopters will be in combating trafficking?
The helicopter support was just announced 2 weeks ago, so it's too early to tell as for how effective they would be. But we do know that in a relatively recent development, the poachers themselves are shooting down some elephants from helicopters. The LRA is more likely using more rudimentary means on land, but there are other more sophisticated poachers that use the helicopters. So, you know, the only choice is really for the park rangers themselves to use satellite data, to use predictive analytics, to use helicopters and other technology to be able to track those poachers. That said, Garamba National Park is just under 5,000 square kilometers, so it's a huge area, and they really mainly operate only in the southern part of the park, so there is quite a bit left to be done.